Hello and good day to all of you. Today we're doing our follow-through episode on the Business of Life Masterclass podcast from our interview with Bemitra Simmons. If you did not get a chance to listen to her first episode, please do. I promise, I love to say this, but I mean it, you will not be disappointed. Her original episode aired on February 1st, and the topic was the joy and success of helping others. Barb Zant here, media sales leader and founder of the lifestyle brand and blog, The Stay at Work Mom.
Hi, everyone. It's Debbie Lundberg, performance coach with Presenting Powerfully.
Debbie, so happy to finally have Bemitra Simmons. We have wanted her on since we first started our podcast 4 years ago, believe it or not. I know that you know her very well, and I got so much out of this. What was your favorite takeaway?
Well, one of my favorite takeaways was the fact that we were able to do this while she was waiting to get on a flight because of her family, and to celebrate with her family and to be with her dad, and to have an addition coming to the family. And it's that reminder that although she has been so tremendously successful in the life she's created in Tampa Bay, that those roots of family and whomever and whatever makes up your family is most important. So that really warmed my heart. She took time to be in one of the stations at Tampa International Airport and make that time and space for us. And then I've since followed through, and she had a good, great time, a great trip, and her family's doing well. So that really touched my heart that she was willing to do that. How about you?
The whole theme of her episode and how she lives her life, the beliefs on how she approaches everything that she does, she goes into everything with such a positive attitude. And I think you piped in when she was talking about that, about her confidence and how we could all, help sprinkle more confidence around. And one of the first things that I actually implemented that she talked about is she talked about becoming a pandemic cyclist. And our family did that as well until my little guy fell off his bike and broke his arm. That's for another day. But that theme about that, she added a row bike since she started to have more meetings in the morning. And she talked about not wanting to be outside by herself. And so there's a new row house that opened right by my house. So I decided to take a class, a row bike class. And I loved it. And I'm like, wow, I'd love to get one of those for my house. But just the theme of how she lives her life and how she is so generous with her time. And it's just part of who she is.
It is. And it's very consistent. And something about the confidence that Bemitra shows is I've not ever seen her hesitate to ask a question. I mean, we don't know what's going on in people's minds. I don't know if she ever has, but certainly in meetings and in organizations, she brings up questions if she has a concern or an idea to share. And we talk about that confidence, that sometimes it's so important to feel really compelled. So even if we're not confident, to feel compelled to ask or share, not only for yourself, for others who are out there. It's interesting we're doing this now because I got to see her over the last couple of days at different events. And we're in the Leadership Tampa 13 class together. And we mentioned that on the podcast. So we were talking about that. And we were both praising Amanda Giuliano, who really keeps our class going. And yet it's that core of 10 years ago when she and I met, and you mentioned it. We've wanted Bemitra on our show all this time, and she's changed roles and changed organizations. And we got to talk with her now as she's heading up EDC, and it's just terrific.
We also talked about waking up naturally, which is something that I'm always working on. I'm still a bit sleep deprived with a teenager in the house, so my alarm will need to stay on. But what I did add, I use the Alexa, and you can add a daily devotional. So your alarm will go off and then it will give you a daily devotional. And so that is how one of the things that she adds in her morning routine. And I am absolutely keeping it there. I like that. And I was happy to add that to my daily routine, my morning routine.
Well, now I'm learning from both of you. So I can add that with Alexa. I don't use Alexa for an alarm. And I did do a lot of intentional waking up. Now, I want to be very straightforward and transparent. I still set an alarm because I do run with people in the morning. I didn't want to miss it. And so I set that. I'm finding I wake up a few minutes before it more and more. So that's wonderful. I could add the devotional perhaps as I'm leaving to go run or when I get back. So let me think about that. So that'll come from you and Bimitra as a takeaway. You,
your alarm is off clock from Brian, who we had on very early. So, yes. Tell us one that tip that is so helpful for so many people. I know lots of people that had implemented that.
Oh, with when Brian Kornfeld was on about not ever setting it on an even time. Yeah. So I get up at 4:31 on the days that I run at 5, and I get up at 5:01 on the days I run at 5:30. And so that really does change it from getting up so early that you're not getting up on that time. There's something psychological and emotional that's heartwarming about it. And then when I get up, I do what I call the grin and grat, where I do the smile. So that alarm now, it's like Pavlovian, I think it's Pavlovian, where it triggers me to smile, because over these years of putting a smile on my face, when I hear that grin, then I am grateful. So as soon as my feet hit the ground, I'm starting to talk about my gratitude. So I believe Bimitra would appreciate that as well, with the devotional and the gratitude and the connections that it creates.
I love that. She talked about her morning routine. She also mentioned that she wanted to add a night routine, and I love that. I have a night routine that I feel like it's really connected to my morning routine, because that's what sets it up for success for sure, and how everything runs so smoothly. She also loves to read like we do. And she mentioned reading, I think she said 2 books a month. And she gave us a book to download, which I have for my upcoming spring break trip, called The Legend of Sport. And yes, she mentioned she loves to read about people and biographies, and also like what makes people great, which that is one of my favorite things that we do as well, for sure.
I'm with you on that. So The Legend of Sport, I have a physical book copy that somebody gave me, not of that book, that I'm taking on our next trip. And then The Legend of Sport, the plan is for Michael and me to listen to that on a trip that we're driving, so that we will both get the benefit of her recommendations. So even though we're doing our follow through now, our listeners can know that we're okay. We want you to get the follow through. We still have some things that we're working on, and that's all right, because we are all in process as we grow as leaders. So absolutely.
Well, and the time blocking. So we've blocked it into our time wherever, you know, we are at. And mm-hmm. So you mentioned that you've known Bimitra for the past decade. And so I was so excited to have her on with everything that, you know, I've learned, and with her 4 questions. Is there anything that you wanted to add from knowing her for a long time that she might not have talked about on the podcast episode?
Well, she shared about Corporate Homie that she and her twin sister have. And that was really the first podcast. And respecting that I did mention that, I reinforce that there's that other avenue, and we love supporting other people. It's not about come on our podcast and just take. We want to certainly promote that. And she didn't get a long time to talk about it, but that is something that she and her sister, so her twin sister is a lawyer, and they have a really, really wonderful, very straightforward approach to a lot of issues in corporate and life. So I can't encourage you more, because she didn't get to talk about that a lot. And, you know, follow what she's doing as far as what's happening in the Tampa Bay region. And even if you're not local here, there are many examples that perhaps in the areas you are involved in, you can learn from Bimitra's leadership. So thanks for asking, Barb. I know we're going to wrap it up for our listeners.
Yes. And what is interesting, the last 2 guests that we've had on have both been podcast hosts. So we will make sure those are in the show notes. But as we close this out, please know that you can stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook at the Business of Life Masterclass. Me on Instagram at the Stay at Work Mom. And Debbie is Debbie Lumberg pretty much everywhere. She is Debbie Lumberg Coach on TikTok. Did I get that right?
Debbie, yes. Lundberg Coach, yes.
If you like what you heard, please rate us 5 stars. We are committed to providing you with 5-star guests and inspiration. So stay tuned and thank you for joining us for this episode of the Business of Life Masterclass, the podcast for successful people embracing every chance to accomplish and experience all you can in business and in life.
Listen, choose, do. Thank you.